teal and purple scales, and felt myself smiling. Anyway, I sighed, tucking the pen into the palm of my hand and curling my fingers around it. If you want to go ahead and take that potty break, go ahead. I'll wait here and take over until you get back. The paramedic that ran the triage desk looked at me with gratefulness. Thanks, Prue, you're the best. Then, before either one of us could argue, or I could rescind my offer, she bolted for the break room. I, on the other hand, bounced on the balls of my feet as I tried to think about anything but the fullness of my bladder. A throat cleared behind me, and I turned, coming face to face with a broad chest. I blinked and stepped back.
Is this where I would need to go to get seen?
A deep, rough voice belonging to that chest rumbled. I took another step back, completely forgetting about my full bladder, and stared at the chest in surprise before allowing my eyes to travel up.
Ma'am?
I didn't respond to his words. Instead, I took every delicious inch of the man in, starting with his chest, which was covered with a black Van Halen t-shirt. I moved my way up to the breadth of his shoulders. Very wide shoulders that looked like they could support a lot of weight, possibly my ankles, for hours. Then I moved from those beautiful shoulders to his strong, muscular neck. I stopped at the bearded jaw, a bearded square jaw that screamed for me to run my fingers over it. I wasn't sure if it was the beard or the jaw that got me, probably both. I'd always been a beard whore, but shit, this man's beard? It was amazing. Trim and tight against that perfect jaw that probably made women clench just seeing those angles. And oh God, those lips.
Ma'am?
I finally looked past the man's mouth to his nose and felt a twinge of amusement when I saw the crookedness of it. It had been broken many times before, based on the angle. A sigh fell from his lips, momentarily bringing my attention back to their perfectness, and I blinked before finally meeting the man's eyes. They were a steely gray blue that made me think of Travis Fimmel's eyes from the TV show The Vikings, but only when he was actually on the TV show and dirty. His eyes, Travis's, not the man standing in front of me, always seemed to go a wintry gray the dirtier he got. I swallowed and said, I'm sorry, what did you ask me? He didn't smile, didn't even crack one. Instead, he stared at me steadily and repeated,
Are you who I need to speak with if I'm here to be seen?
I tried to shake my thoughts into some semblance of coherency, but I couldn't quite make it work. Why, you ask? Because he'd lifted his arm and leaned one strong hand against the doorframe, and I saw his muscular, defined bicep slip free of the too taut fabric of his t-shirt, a defined bicep that had a tattoo running along the inner, sensitive flesh from armpit to elbow. A sword. That was it, a broadsword, or at least the hilt of one. It was beautiful work and exceptionally done. The scroll work alone was mesmerizing, and realizing what I was looking at, he dropped his arm, causing me to momentarily get myself back under control. What symptoms are you exhibiting? I finally forced myself to ask. He didn't look like he was having any problems. In fact, other than the cast that was clearly beaten up and in need of either another redo or taking it off completely, I couldn't see anything wrong.
It's something that I'm not exhibiting. Or at least I wasn't.
He paused.
I'm not really sure that I need you any longer.
I blinked, unsure where to go with what he just told me. I hesitated. The symptoms disappeared when you came inside, so they're intermittent? The man snorted, drawing my attention to his Adam's apple.
It was a constant thing for about 6 weeks until I literally just walked in this door and saw you standing there.
He paused.
Do you want to go out on a date with me?
I stared at him with confusion and a little bit of awe. He looked like it was the easiest thing in the world.